Basso and Skies painted a mural for me, not with spray paint or acrylics, but with stories and words. They began with a sketch, the beginning of something significant. They told me about the first time they started to love art.
I used to just, like, use my roommate's paint.
My mom used to tell me about how I used to write on the walls inside her house and stuff like that. Like, in my room, I've been drawing pictures on the walls.
Basso and Skies were drawing images in my mind, many of which reminded me of when my cousins left the kitchen walls a little more colorful when they visited. But Basso and Skies didn't put their markers down as they grew up. By high school, these two found themselves wrapped up in the graffiti world.
Yeah, I mean, even back in high school, like, it's so much of a thrill and an addiction that I would, you know, I'd be running around tagging up the hallways and the bathrooms at school because it was my human nature to have to do it.
Just like, you know, kid being rebellious, and I was a skateboarder, something that was fun to do. It's kind of like just, you know, a way of like marking where you've been.
But not everyone loves graffiti. That's why the Seattle Police Department opened a graffiti detective position. Christopher Young got the job. This offers him a firsthand look at the subculture.
I like to call graffiti a gateway crime. If a teenage boy does graffiti and they grow out of it and stop doing it, they're probably going to lead a normal, productive life. But if they keep doing it into their 20s and 30s, it usually doesn't turn out too well for them. They get involved in, you know, prowling cars and doing burglaries and doing drugs.
We'll get into the dark side of graffiti later. First, let's look at the technical side of our mural. Skies explains.
True and real graffiti writers, we have rules to this. You know, there's rules. You don't tag on houses. You don't tag on churches. You don't tag on federal buildings or anything that looks nice. You put it where it looks like it should be. Put it on an old, dusty, old, crumply, like, brick wall. Put it on the side of an abandoned building. You know, and, like, what's wrong with that?
Ski says that this culture is not about gangs.
There's groups of kids who get together. They rise up from all different places. You know, there's rich ones, poor ones, middle class.
Detective Young confirms this.
In Seattle, almost none of it is gang-related. Just a tiny percentage.
Now we can look at the dark side of graffiti.
You cannot be successful at school and work if you're in jail. And if you do graffiti and get caught, you know, you're going to be in jail and it's going to cause you some problems.
But this didn't stop Skies.
I've gone to jail, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 9 different times for graffiti. And you know, it's never a long stay. It's really kind of an in and out sort of thing, but you know, you're out there and you slip up, and or the cop just happens to see you before you see him, and either we get into a chase. If I decide to run, which I have, sometimes I get away, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't run at all because there's nowhere to run.
After high school, artists Basso and Skies chose different paths. Basso now mostly works in a studio.
I still love graffiti. I still love like all aspects of it. Like, I don't currently do it anymore because pretty much grown up, moved on in my life, and, like, have different goals and stuff like that.
He had a show recently in a gallery in Pioneer Square.
Great show, man. Really liking new stuff, dude. That's cool.
Basso is most known for his two-story-high commissioned mural on Capitol Hill, a man screaming with whimsical balloons and clouds coming out of his mouth.
If I can make people's day-to-day lives a little bit brighter and more colorful, then that's a good thing. I mean, that's like really one of my goals in art, not just my street art and outside art, but also like my paintings. Like, I want people to hang the paintings in their house instead of having a blank wall, just have a little bit extra, you know, aesthetically pleasing things in their lives. I think it's good for everyone.
Like Basso, Skies plans to have his paintings and photographs in art galleries, but he can't seem to leave the heart-racing game of graffiti. I asked him why.
I do it because I want to see something that I created, and I know that the average person couldn't do themselves. And I did it, I can see it after I did it, and look at it on the wall, and go past it every day and be like, you know, on my bus route or wherever, somewhere that I ride my bike by, and just be hyped on myself and be like, bam, I accomplished that, I did that, look at me, everyone, but you don't know. And that's the funniest part. It's like, we do it for ourselves, and we do it for the community, the underground community of graffiti.
Basso and Skies painted a mural for me, and I can see it. Passion will drive Basso and Skies to keep creating art, legal or not. For Radioactive, I'm Kimmy Williams.